And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer with Patricia Gentile, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com, Patricia Gentile, Coaching.com. And we are thrilled to have Patricia back with us. And tell us about the new podcast, this week's podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I spoke about an IRS enforcement tool that I really believe taxpayers and tax professionals alike will be seeing more frequently now, and it's called third-party contacts. It's where the IRS, whether it's an auditor or whether it's a revenue officer dealing with your collection matter, actually have authority to contact a third party to get information that they need to work.
Wow.
Yes.
That's work. Really scary. That's kind of scary, actually. Explain to us. So the IRS can go to your place of business?
No, what they do is, quickly, the definition is in the Internal Revenue Code, and people usually see this flyer that's inserted in their collection notice or given to them when the auditor contacts them about.
And nobody ever reads it, and you should. Go ahead.
Right. That we may, they call their intent, their notice or letter, their letter, that their intent to contact a third party. But in the Internal Revenue Code, that third-party contact is, you know, defined as a communication that's initiated by an IRS employee, auditor, revenue officer. It's made with a person other than the taxpayer, and this is where it could be a financial institution, an employer, an employee, a business associate, customers, clients, coworkers, relatives, friends, or neighbors. And it's made in connection with an exam or collection matter. Even in a routine audit, it discloses this contact and discloses to this third party the taxpayer's identity and then the IRS employee and their connection. You need to know about that is that when you get this notice to really, you want to try and either prevent, you'd like to prevent them actually contacting a third party, or at least, you know, limit the potential for that. And the IRS actually issues those when a taxpayer is either unable or unwilling to provide the information. And so they will initiate contacting the third party. They cannot contact a third party for the purpose of harassment or oppression or an abuse of any person.
Okay. And this brings up another point, and we don't have time right now, but the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights. And can you quickly, for many people that are not familiar, that we as consumers have rights. And I never knew this until we started talking years ago, but I never knew you have a right. We have, individuals have rights. And when did that all unfold? When did we start getting rights with the IRS, Patricia Gentile?
Yes, if you go to the IRS's website, irs.gov, it's actually called Publication Number One, Your Rights as a Taxpayer, and it explains your rights as a taxpayer and the processes for examination, appeal, collection, and refunds. It's available in Spanish. And we have 10 Taxpayer Bill of Rights, just like we have 10. So just quickly, you have the right to be informed. You have the right to quality service, the right to pay no more than the correct amount of tax, the right to challenge the IRS's position and be heard, the right to appeal a decision, right to finality, the right to privacy, right to confidentiality, the right to retain representation, and the right to a fair and just tax system. So if you feel that you're involved with the IRS right now and working something out with them, and one of these rights or more than one you feel is being violated, check out these rights and then contact me as well if you don't have a power of attorney representing you, defending you and defending your rights.
How many times have you heard, this wasn't right, this is not correct? Well, they make mistakes, and you have a right to tell them that, but it's not so easy, and that's why you need representation. And it's not easy navigating the IRS. It just isn't. It may be in another few years when all of this DOGE material and everything is done, but right now it's not. So in the meantime, Patricia Gentile offers her expertise and her experience as a CPA and a lawyer, combining those together with decades of experience, and she brings a wealth of resources in her tool bag to help us as consumers. And that's what this is about. Who's watching out for us?
That's what
you do. You watch out for us, for the individual taxpayer.
You know what I have on my website, the New England Tax Relief, newenglandtaxrelief.com. There is a resources page that actually the National IRS National Taxpayer Advocate, I think in 2019, actually created a map that I have up there on how to navigate the IRS, the different departments. I strongly suggest, just out of curiosity, that your listeners go there and check that out, because as soon as you see that map, it's overwhelming about following. It's a flow chart. It really was a map that ended up being a flow chart. If you were working with this department, if you were working in this matter,
yeah,
and how it flows, oh my God, I'm so grateful. Well, it'll blow you away.
Hey, we're out of time. Patricia Gentile, always so great. We never get to what we need to get to, but we will next time. Thank you so much. Give us the best website and how people can find the new podcast.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Anywhere you get your podcasts, definitely Apple's, Spotify, iHeart, and on YouTube as well. Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile. And my website is newenglandtaxrelief.com. 1-800-880-8388. And if you're a tax professional, I do help coaching you on any tax cases you're working with your clients. PatriciaLGentileCoaching.com.
Thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
I won't dance. Don't ask me.